Hey everyone, welcome back to Heroes in Question. This is our final recap, Chapter 3, Neverwinter. This will cover episodes 10 through 13 and catch everyone back up to current content, with new episodes coming out next time. I'm super excited to be getting this out to you guys. It took a lot more time than I expected to go back through all of our old episodes and pick out all the story beats and help everyone catch up. So thank you guys for listening in. I hope you enjoy it. A huge thank you and shout out to our patrons for supporting us, specifically our patron heroes, Andrew Sims, Christy, Chelsea Garrett, Sean Garrett. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much for supporting us. And if you're listening to this and you like our content and the stories that we're putting out, please consider subscribing on Patreon as well. You can find it on our website, heroesinquestion.com. It is a huge help and it goes a long way into helping me increase the quality of the content and produce regular content and make this a real thing and a real dream that I'm following. So thank you all so much. Please enjoy Chapter 3, Neverwinter. We had, at the end of the last episode, just arrived at Neverwinter. You haven't docked yet. You're still at sea. The whole front of the bay is actually blocked off by a blockade of ships. A hawk flies over, and you can see that there's a note attached to its leg. Bad news, boys. Doesn't look like we're docking in Neverwinter for a while. Something's happened, and all traffic in and out of the city has been suspended temporarily. If you need off the ship, he says, looking directly at Vicky, we can get you into a little rowboat and put you off on the shore to the north.
Into the rowboat we go!
One of the ship's men row you out to a beach area, and they let you off. Thanks for all the help. Gods fare thee well.
All right, let's go up to the gates, talk to some guards.
You guys get close enough that you hear, "Halt! We're under orders. Nobody in or out. I don't know how long it's going to be. There's been an incident. You guys will just have to wait it out."
Perhaps I could help. I'm a healer blessed by Chandralar. If there is a malady, I could help.
You hear, "Psst. Yeah, you. You looking over there. Get on over here. They're not going to let you in anyway." A man kind of steps out into your guys' view and says, "So, you guys are looking to get into Neverwinter?"
"Maybe. Maybe we are.
I was kind of locked out, and I really need to get back in the city. I know a way, but I could use a little help in doing so."
"Yeah, I want to look this guy over, see if I get any feelings about this guy, whether he's being honest or dishonest."
This guy's shady as all hell, but you can pretty much tell he's telling the truth.
"I want to get into this damn city."
"As we were saying, we would like to get in there, but I don't like going in places where I could be dead without knowing that I could be dead first and what the risks is. You understand?"
"Are you comfortable in sewers?"
"Yeah, actually, it's not so bad."
"All right, this way over here." And he kind of walks you right up to the wall. You see a sideways grate kind of leading downward right at the base at almost an angle. "The first test is going to be getting into this grate." He goes over and kind of yanks on it a little bit, and it's not budging.
"All right, Edric, let's get all dwarvy on it and rip this sucker open."
It just gives and swings wide open.
"After you, Shades."
"Shades, not quite like that."
"Okie dokie, in we go."
"So, which way are you headed?"
"We need to get to the harbor."
He looks both ways, puts his hand to his chin. You hear him mutter under his breath, "Ah, been a little while. Which direction are we facing again?" He spins around in a circle and ends up pointing to the left-hand tunnel. "Up this way." You reach another T. We go left to stay in the main channel. But of course, it's more likely that we will encounter my associates or some other nasty down here. Or we can go straight through these smaller tunnels, but it's a bit of a tighter fit, a bit off the beaten path, if you will.
Do we want to risk getting the side tunnels and get lost?"
"I'm fine meeting the associates. I want to hit something."
"Vicky, I'm going to go ahead, give you this lamp. I'm going to stay back here with Shades, keep an eye on him."
You kind of start to walk down a little bit. You see a glint along the length of the floor in front of you, about shin height, and very thin.
I'm going to just carefully step over it.
With you touch down, you feel some shifting under your feet, and you pull your foot back real fast.
"I'm going to move forward, see about trying to figure out this trap."
You kind of follow the wire to the walls on either side. There's some holes in the wall right above where that string is.
"I'll carefully tie a piece of twine off to that wire so I can trigger from a safer distance." "Stand back! pull on the twine.
Some darts fly across the way, scatter on the other side, and fall to the ground harmlessly.
I'm crawl forward and see what I can figure out with that next trap that seems to be right in front of us. He's going to slide up onto the ground real close to it, start feeling the different footfall areas that you could have right there to see which ones are loose, which one seems solid.
Except for a couple thin spots on either side, the whole floor pushes down slightly.
Hey, you follow me, put your feet exactly where I put them, my feet.
As you guys continue walking down this pathway, you reach another intersection. Shades pipes up, was basically the same options as before. If we go this route, there's spiders and stuff, and I didn't really care for that.
Let's go the way of the spiders, guys.
Nah, wait a minute. No.
We can go either way. It's just a matter of...
Spiders or traps?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to go spiders.
There's definitely cobwebs through your face. There's just a lot of just detritus in the ground. It's a little sloppy here as you're walking.
It's like the floor is sloppy?
Yeah, you're in a sewer.
Oh, okay.
it's mushy.
There's some skittering in front of you.
I'm going to just start stomping a little bit to squish the skitterers. And I'm going to sing a song. Squishing the skitterers in piles of shit. Squishing the skitterers in miles of shit.
Kayvale, on the little webs and stuff like that you see up ahead that you guys are walking into, you see them start to rattle and shake a bit.
Slow down a little bit. Something's coming on down that web.
I'm going to stop and grip my weapon.
Adric has his shield and warhammer out as well.
Shades is just kind of hanging out back next to Kayvale. We can get over it. It's just spiders.
What I want to do is take the little stick light thing and throw it to stick in the webbing in the direction I heard it.
As that lands, you see in the blink of an eye, as if they were expecting it, two exceptionally large spiders dart out from the passage ahead and swarm that light. One of the spiders is going to charge Vicky's in front. You see him go up to the side of the tunnel and then go up to the ceiling of the tunnel. Its mandibles come down and try to pinch you with a bite. You manage to duck down and evade.
I'm going to use my duck as the pivot to jump up and slice it.
You slice up and you see one of its mandibles get severed into and go hanging.
Adric's gonna use a guiding bolt.
This is a creature of darkness. So the guiding bolt, oh, it hurt. You see it let go of the ceiling, fall onto its back, its legs curled up, and it dies in front of you. The other spider, you see it dart forward, latch on to the other dead spider, and start to drag it backwards.
I'm gonna go after it with my dagger. Spider's dragging things off, it makes him uncomfortable. So he's gonna go ahead and draw his dagger and kind of do a slide forward and try to stab it up from underneath.
It lets out this blood-curdling hiss streak thing, and as your dagger's stuck up in it, it just opens up and just gushes this ichor all over you, sliding under it.
Oh,
that's not all ichor.
We're going to pretend it is, because I don't want to think about what I slid through, you know? Do these spiders have anything on them that is valuable?
You get down there and you get to the fangs, and you grab them, and you're not really thinking about it, and you actually get your palm kind of punctured by one.
Damn it!
It didn't quite hit you right away, but as you're tucking your hand back, you all of a sudden feel a little upset to your stomach, and just a wave of nausea and blah overcomes you.
Adric, my friend, I think when I was doing that heroic sliding move, the one of them bit me at last second.
He's poisoned. What tools do you know how to use, Adric?
I can use Smith tools.
I know how to use Smith tools.
Cable's reconsidering whether or not he wants you to heal his hand right now.
Cable, you want me to cut that open and suck the poison out?
How good are you with the surviving?
Like, how good is my survival?
Like, let's say if you were going to say how many positives you had on the surviving, how many positives would you say you have?
I'm at least singly positive about how survivally I can be.
I guess we can go ahead and try to suck the poison out real quick.
All right, Vicky just busts out her Smith tool and just goes to cut Kayvale.
So she takes your hand, squeezes around the hole, and just kind of starts squeezing the blood and the venom out. And it takes a moment because it already got into your blood a little bit, but it's slowly starting to feel better some.
Excellent. I see we carry on.
Up ahead, you can hear a constant scraping sound.
Kayvale's going to go stealthy.
If you're taking the light with you, you're pretty much given away.
Can I throw it down the tunnel?
You give it a solid chuck. As the light travels with it, it lands with not the thud of landing on stone or concrete, but the thud of landing on flesh, and you hear all sorts of hissing and you see a mound of writhing. The light is getting dimmer as the writhing is swallowing up the belaying pin.
I'm gonna go ahead and light an end of an arrow on fire and shoot in the mass of moving things down there.
You see your fire arrow thud into the mass. It lights up again. It starts to scatter a bit. but you see a swarm of snakes start coming up the tunnel towards you guys.
Adric's gonna cast Spirit Guardians.
Shades falls to the back a little bit and cowers. Vicky, they start to just swarm you at first. They're slithering up your legs, crawling up you. As they're swarming you and biting you, you're just stomping that booted foot of yours down, crushing their skulls.
Adric sees Vicky dashing ahead, kind of wants to get into the front lines too.
So you see just a bunch of snakes start to burn in radiance as you get close. Shades straightens up now that things are a little bit further off and says, you know, I'm good right here.
My friend, I thought you was such a cool guy, and here you are pissing yourself in the back like some pansy face. I give you 3 candles, you go on and we do this fighting thing.
You light the candle before you hand it?
I will light the candles.
He nods knowingly, giving you a wink, and he starts walking the other way.
That's not okay. I hope you feel safe back there with your candles.
A moment later, he comes back with, he must have found a stick or something, but he comes back, he's got both candles in one hand, and the stick is just covered in cobwebs that he obviously stuck it in and rolled it around in. And he takes the candle and lights the stick into just this crazy fire, and he chucks it to the snakes. It lands among the feet of the dwarves.
Oh, shit.
I'm gonna take my weapons and just, like, do this cool crouch spin right in them.
She sweeps, and you see just a bunch of snakes getting cut in half, getting their heads chopped off. Adric, you fall back, and your ass squishes the last snake. After a little bit of walking, you can see up ahead an orange light starting to grow from the left in front of you from another tunnel.
Cable's gonna stealth out. I'm trying to creep up to where that light's coming from to see if we can see what the source is.
You get yourself right on up against the wall and you move silent up a little ways. You can kind of see now it's an intersection. And as you're getting closer at this point, you can hear footfalls and people chatting with each other just barely over the sound of water. And they're definitely walking towards this intersection. You can peek your head around. You see a whole cutthroat band kind of walking through the sewers holding a torch. They kind of walk through it like they own the place.
Okay, well, I think he's come to the realization he's not completely immortal and he's been having bad luck today. So he's going to back up a little bit.
You guys can finally see the torch emerge at the intersection. The guy with the torch stops and everybody kind of keeps walking past him. You see them fiddling with some stuff. Then they continue on to the right of that intersection. And all of a sudden their light disappears.
We're moving. Let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
You guys pick up the pace a little bit and get to the area where that intersection was. As you arrive there, it's got a door on the right and a wall of spikes on the left.
So I guess investigate around, see if I can find how to turn those spikes off.
You feel around, you look at both sides, touching it, knocking on it, and all of a sudden you feel something that's just a little bit looser than the rest.
He's gonna push that.
You hear a clank and both those walls retreat into the wall a little bit and those spikes go back into the wall also, revealing the left and right path again. Shades kind of motions forward. He's starting to perk up a little bit and moving a little faster, not sticking quite so close to you guys. He comes to a stop. And where he comes to a stop is another intersection where it can either go straight or left. He looks at you, Kayveld, and he makes some motions with his fingers that you recognize and you alone recognize.
Kayveld's gonna go ahead and make the motion for the affirmative on that one.
He turns and gives like a really good nod and he points to the left down the side tunnel. This is the way we need to go. Follow me.
What the fuck's going on?
He said it can get dangerous down this way and I told him, yes, my allies can take care of this business if we go down this way.
Okay, let's go kill some more shit.
So Shades is actually taking lead now and he seems a lot more confident. It's like he knows this area much better than the other area. He walks a little bit further and then he stops and turns left towards down another one of those smaller sewer entrances. And he stops just inside the entrance. There's lit tunnels here. I think it's best if at this point I go back to the middle.
Adric will stay behind in the back just to guard since he trusts Vicky can handle the forefront.
He stops you at another left-hand turn, except this one has a mini portcullis grate down in front of it. And he says, we need to get in there.
Cable does in fact have thieves tools. He's going to go ahead with the thieves tools and see how that works.
How's your depth perception, Cable?
Cable just gives Adric the finger.
Something inside the padlock burst, and he pulls the thieves' tools out, and the end of his thieves' tools are disintegrating.
Oh, shit! You guys had the blacksmith tools you was gonna use on my hand earlier, yes?
Yes. Can we use the blacksmith tools to kind of wedge the door open?
Bash off the lock?
Yeah.
You take swing with your tools, you get your chisel in there, and you hammer at the chain, and you manage in like one hammer to snap that chain, and the portcullis drops into the ground in front of you. Shades actually takes the first step. He stops at another four-way little intersection, and he points to the right, and he's motioning this go, go, go motion.
Cable's gonna go, go, go.
Adric's gonna follow behind.
I'm in the front. I'm always in the front.
You turn to the right, and you charge into this open room. You see a woman standing there. You see a couple. They just look like your average kind of henchman hanging around. And you see somebody that does seem very out of place. He's dressed very fine. He holds himself up straight. He's got dark hair, very well-kept beard. He really looks out of place for the sewers. And as you stop there, everybody just kind of turns and looks at each other. And Shades did not follow you into this room. The fine-looking guy looks straight at you kind of with confusion. And the woman looks at you almost with anger and says, "Who the fuck are you?" She, while eyeing you strangely, makes a quick motion with her hand as if to leave, not to you, but to the well-dressed man that was in there as well, the one that didn't quite seem to fit. And without breaking eye contact with you, he kind of backs up and turns around a corner that's in the back of the room that looks like it heads towards a different hallway and disappears behind that.
I'm at a loss. I cannot remember your name. I know we were supposed to meet down here, but I'm having a hard time remembering what your name was.
Well, you see, my name is irrelevant to you because I know everybody in my organization and you're not one of them. Considering what you just saw, you cannot leave here, so...
And I'm gonna huck a dagger out with my other hand.
So the dagger that hits her square, like, in the shoulder, and in this moment, as she saw that come loose, she started to draw her own weapons. The hand pulling out the dagger just dropped the dagger.
I want to recall my dagger back to my left hand and pull out my cutlass with my right. I'm going to do a huck with the dagger again and sweep in with the cutlass at about the same time.
And yeah, you give her a wicked gash across the face, which almost makes her bow down and backwards a little bit.
Edric, who is that? And what did he do with Kevin? Because that guy just did a lot of cool shit.
She's just going to go for the closest thug to her.
Under the savage fury of your abilities, he falls backwards to the floor. He's basically eviscerated and he's like holding in his guts.
How messed up looking is that chick that Kavel just like stabby stabbed?
Pretty messed up looking.
So I'm gonna cast a level 3 guiding bolt.
She is hanging on barely. She is just getting totally beat up.
When right. Kavel does something and holds up his side of the triangle, we are complete.
I do stuff all the time. Fuck you guys.
What? I didn't say nothing. I tried to save you from being hung.
It's true.
Just not very well.
Yes, Kayfield is unfortunately not very well hung.
Back from around that corner where that fancy looking dress dude disappeared to, he's coming back around the corner and he sees what's going on. He slides something into his pocket and he is charging directly towards Kayfield. He jumps and leaps and dives into a tackle at you. He lands on you and you guys both go tumbling to the ground, kind of rolling. And while that is happening, the woman that has been getting attacked gets up and she takes something out of her bag and drinks it, getting her wind back. And she kind of gets up and starts moving towards that back corner. Kayveld, you are on the ground. As you finish tumbling with this guy and like break apart finally, you are staring at an exact copy of yourself.
I'm gonna spit in his face. That's my pretty face, you son of a bitch.
He says,
"You burn somebody once and everybody starts spitting at you."
I'm gonna make a spiritual weapon appear by the lady who's trying to run away.
As she's moving away, it appears behind her and hits her in the back, and she just kind of falls flat to her chest. Kayveld going for Kayveld.
Real Kayveld would attack that woman he attacked last time, even if she's already dead. Curious one. He's a liar. He's a dirty liar over there. We both know Kayveld doesn't attack already dead people. We've got one guy over there by Adric. I'm gonna huck my dagger at him.
Good eye, my friend. As I see this dagger just whiz by my face.
And then swing my cutlass at other Kavil.
And he gets a slash.
Well, son of a bitch, my face! I was aiming for the face. See that, Vicky? See that? I attacked that stupid thug guy. I'm the good one.
The Kavil that's running around poking the enemies. I'm going to hope that he's the correct one. And what I'd like to do is jump on the wrong Kavil.
Kavil leaps to the side.
What the hell are you doing? I'm going to attack the same dude later. He's just trying to trick your face.
This is my thought, Edric. Kavil, just stand there. If you move, I'm going to throw a weapon at your ugly face. Rather than knock you on the heads, why don't we just tie you up and sort this out? Agreed?
Yeah, but steal that dude's key first. He dropped the key on the ground. You pick it up.
Let's knock him out.
I don't really have a hilt. I'm just going to crack him on the head with my metal fist.
Okay. You sock him right in the nose, but don't knock him out.
That really hurt! I said not the face!
Okay, Adric's gonna kind of get behind the guy and try and hit him with the flat of his hammer.
Maybe we should do the rope tying thing instead, eh?
And he, as he says that, looks a little dizzy and just kind of like falls to his hands and knees. He kind of gets up and tries to take a few steps forward and falls again onto the ground and starts to crawl a little bit towards the still standing nose-bloodied Kaveld.
Kaveld's going to retreat mildly in horror. I'm going to snag that key.
I'll try to kick the back of his knees to stop him.
The key! I told you the key! He's unconscious.
I got mine, Adric. And she reaches over to hit the other one in the back of the hand and knock him out too.
You lay him out flat. As this happens, the one you just laid out flat starts to change in front of your eyes. His skin becomes this deep gray. His features become very nondescript.
Adric, I think we figured out which one is Kaveld.
Adric's going to walk over to the now revealed real Kaveld and do some healing.
You wake up with a shock from that healing.
I told you not to face! You broke my nose! I was just trying to pick up the key. Nobody listened to me about the damn key.
As you mention the key and you go to look to where it was, it's not there anymore. And as you go to look around, the spot where that woman was on the floor is empty also, but at that same corner where she was standing, you see Shades, and he's standing there saying, down this way, hurry.
I'm gonna go run after Shades to at least see if I can see where he went.
Vicky, you turn the corner and you see Shades standing at a door, his hands tracing the outsides of it as if he's inspecting it.
I'm gonna round the corner and be like, oh, where's my goddamn key, Shades?
It's right here, it opens this door, but we need to go in together. Shades puts the key in the lock, turns it, and swings open the door. And inside, you see the woman that you're fighting, like, looking in bad shape, but she's holding the crossbow pretty much point blank to this man who's got his arms shackled behind him to the walls, kind of leaning forward, very ragged, dark hair, unkempt beard. All three of you instantly recognize the features behind the scraggly beard and the unkempt hair as the features of the guy that the imposter was looking like when you walked in. Shade says, it's okay, you don't have to do this, just let him go. She's in bad shape, so she's almost leaning on the guy with the crossbow there and kind of wavering. She looks back at you and says, you won't get the fuck out of here or I'm putting a bolt right through his head.
Kaveld's gonna take his left hand, flip out his little bartering coin, and start flipping it in the air. And he's gonna have his right hand just sitting there on his dagger in his belt.
It catches her eye.
I think maybe we can talk about doing a little bit of a trade, perhaps, yes?
She's staring directly, watching that coin go up and down. And she's not saying anything. She's entranced by this.
I give you this coin, you give me the bow.
She seems really conflicted.
It's very nice coin.
She kind of slumps backward and puts her back against the wall and just slides down it and lets the crossbow land by her feet.
I'm gonna huck my dagger at her face.
Shades moves immediately to the man hanging and starts taking that key and trying to use it to get him out of those shackles.
Does anybody want to fucking explain a goddamn thing to me right now?
As you say that, you hear Shades say kind of softly, you're right, your majesty. We'll get you out of here.
Who are you?
Shades perks up and says, I will explain everything once we get topside and back to the palace. I'm sorry I had to deceive you. I didn't know how far I could trust you at first, but for your efforts, you will be duly rewarded. Now let's get His Majesty back to the castle. He takes you directly to the Palace of Neverwinter. Shades says, thank you for your services. To explain everything to you, I am the royal spy of the royal house here, and the reason we're outside the gates and the reason for the lockdown is His Majesty Bartholomew Goldkin, ruler of Neverwinter here. He was kidnapped and the whole city was shut down in search for him. Luckily you came along and were able to escort me through the sewers where I had a hunch of where he might be. So you will be duly rewarded for this as soon as he is healed. Until then, you can have this. And he moves to the side a little bit and opens up a cabinet and comes back and hands you each a pouch. And inside of it is 100 gold pieces, each pouch. Please give us a couple days for him to recover. Feel free to browse the city. We'll set up some quarters here.
Kaveld's getting cleaned up and he's going out of town.
Kaveld got a few things on his agenda there. He's looking around. He wants to find a place to get a nice feather for his hat.
You see a peacock feather.
Where would you get a shoulder animal around these parts?
There is a pet store.
Kaveld, like an excited little schoolboy, is going to run up to the animal pet shop.
What would you think about a tresim?
I'm unfamiliar.
Do know that it is quite expensive.
Is it a winged cat? I'm gonna grab the guy's hand and shake it right there. Like, this is my cat. This is Martin.
You go by a window and you see the nicest suit.
He's gonna look at it real quick. You look down at his clothes he's currently wearing. Look at that one again. And he's gonna walk into the store with Martin on his shoulder.
This is an enchanted suit, sir. This is a privateer's outfit of mending.
Give you 175, you make a collar for Martin that matches.
You can walk out with this caveled suit, if you will, and a collar for Martin. You make your way towards the dock area.
I'm gonna just stroll on in. Jimmy, I heard you're the guy to talk to about perhaps getting some tools.
I've got tools.
Because I need two things from you, my friend. I need the tools, and I'd also kind of like a grappling hook.
Jimmy just laughs this horrible, airy, terrible laugh and says, our business concluded then.
I think we're about done, good sir. Gable's going to wander out of there real quick. At this point in time, he just wants a couple of bundles of rope and a fish that he promised Martin. All right, yeah, so I'm going to head back to the place. Going to sleep after this at the end of the long day.
Adric, you make your way towards the dwarven section.
May you point me to the shrine of Chandralar.
Head off to the left and a few of the doors down.
I'm going to offer up the coins that we were given.
Well, as you go to tithe to your god, you'd feel warmth and light flood within you. With such a great show of piety and a great sacrifice, you're going to have an extra first level spell slot permanently.
I'll wrap up my business here and go to actually purchase equipment to help further my compatriots and I in our adventures. I'll make my way to the local armory, forge.
It's a 2-in-1. It's advertised, and you can see by the sign that it's a blacksmith, but they also have their wares on the wall.
Hello, good sir. I wish to make an order.
What are you looking for?
I'm going to pull out my warhammer and say, I wish to have something better than this. I guess I will go look, see what a dive bar kind of situation and see if I can overhear any information.
It's a seedy place, and in passing, you just heard Kin Glory, and as you kind of tune in, you hear two people just talking with each other about how their ship hadn't stayed moored for the winter like everything else. It dropped off pretty much their entire crew and just left. And most of the people still have like stuff on it, so they're a little pissed.
I'll go over to the harbor master and see if I can get a record of when the ship last docked and when it took off.
You walk in and it's one lady at a counter.
I'm looking for a ship in particular, the House Bakken's Glory.
She perks up, looks down, flips through some pages. Docked here just about 3 weeks ago. Should still be in the harbor.
I'll go check immediately.
Sure is what you overheard. There's actually no ship there.
I'll return to her office and inform her of this error in her records.
She looks up, looks very annoyed, looks through her papers again, says, nope, says right here, docked, has not left. She doesn't seem to care.
I think I'll head back to the keep. I'll let Cavell know what I found about his ship.
Vicky, so you make your way over and you end up on this craftsman area and you see the blacksmith.
Would I talk to you about using the workstation?
If you're just making work for yourself, just don't damage any of the tools. And that's for the best here. We've got an important project we're working on now, and we're pretty tied up.
What I want to do to my weapons, currently it's two-headed axe. And what I'd like to do is change the middle of it so that it pulls apart, so that it can become two one-handed axes if I want to throw one, or I click it back together and use it that way.
This is actually going on into night, and then it just clicks in your head.
On the way of putting my armor back on, I notice something shiny to the side.
One thing that you do see that catches your eye are these jeweled gauntlets.
Ooh.
Kind of gold with some things right on the knuckles that look a little violent but also pretty.
Do you think I could buy these?
Did I hear my boys right saying that you're a queen? Consider it a gift from us to you.
Hey, let's go. I'm going to buy you a meal and a drink because I think we should celebrate.
And so you guys go out and you have a great night and don't get back to the keep till early in the morning. The following morning after your guys' day off, after you guys have had an opportunity to see the sights of Neverwinter, do some shopping, and before you leave the keep, you all get a summons to the main audience hall in the keep. You see Shades there standing, and he greets you and says, we'll begin shortly then. A moment passes, and the king that you had rescued walks out from a room in the back and heads directly for the throne and sits down in front of you. Each of you, thank you for finding me and bringing me back to my throne. I shall grant you each a boon. I'll start with you, Victanis. I am going to take the time and grant you the wisdom that I know of ruling.
as I know that you are a young queen and have not much experience in this, and you actually gain +2 permanently to your wisdom.
Already I feel wiser.
While this is all happening as well, you feel a warmth bask over you, something beyond feeling proud and feeling more ready for your people. As he's talking, and he talks about the importance of having a strong voice and having a strong presence, in doing this, you learn to be able to cast the cantrip of Thaumaturgy.
Great king, I am very grateful and humbled.
Edric, for your loyalty to your friends and your understanding of sacrifice. He launches into a speech about the ability to care for your friends is important and how he recognizes that in you. And as he's doing this, he actually comes down off the throne real quick and touches you on the shoulder with his right hand and raises his left to the sky. As he does, you feel something else within you stir. And it's not from your god, but you definitely recognize this as divine magic. He's a paladin. And through his boon and his plea to his deity, you feel yourself grow stronger. And you gain a +2 to your constitution score permanently. In addition to that, you're going to have an additional ability to sacrifice 5 health to gain 5 armor class for 3 rounds. You turn your skin hard as stone.
Thank you, your majesty.
Before he moves to Kayveld, all of a sudden a violent shudder happens in the whole building. It feels like an earthquake, but it's really quick and really short, just enough to knock a couple of you off the feet.
Anybody know what that was?
Certainly not.
Don't think so.
The moment passes and the king gets up, brushes himself off, looks up, looks back at Shades, and looks back towards Kayveld now finally and says, Kayveld, Stormsbane, we've had to do a bit of tracking, but your name came up in our records. You seem to be the descendant of one who owned a quite prominent ship and a large stake in the Sword Coast Shipping Company at a time.
Oh, yeah, he's going to flip his bag around and yank out his deed. Actually, I do have the deed of sale that doesn't match. Okay, we're going to pull both these things out real quick and be sure. See, they don't match.
Should the ship be found in Neverwinter, my boon to you is that we will take it and hold it for you should you not recover it first. And he pauses a moment, says, there may be one thing we can do. Kayveld, you see the blueprints for a ship. It doesn't have sails, and it looks to be made of metal. For your help, I want you to be the helmsman. You also get a stat boost. Instead of 2-1, you're getting +1 to your dex and +1 to your charisma.
I'd like to talk to you a little more about my boat. Not the metal one. I don't believe in your devil magic at the moment. Do we have any records of the Havsbakken's glory being in Neverwinter recently? Maybe any shipping manifest of it coming in or going out?
Kayveld, I actually might have some information on your ship's location, or possibly where it used to be. I overheard some folk around here speaking of your ship arriving in the harbor and then quickly departing after just nearly dropping off their crew, not even with their supplies. The harbor master's assistant was less than forthcoming.
Majesty, could we get perhaps a letter?
The king snaps his fingers, has a scribe come up to the table, and they pin some stuff up and hands it over to you.
Off we go then, yes?
I am ready to depart.
So you guys head out from the keep and you cross to the south side of the river. You follow a path and you see the harbor master's office. So as you guys are out here moving along too, something curious happens. A light snow had started and it wasn't really anything to pay attention to, but as you're getting closer and as more time is going by, and now it's getting a little bit darker, Edric and Vicky, you guys happen to notice that the snow on the ground, where it's been untouched, is starting to turn a little gray.
Can I taste it?
It tastes like ash. Go ahead and head on into the harbor master, and you see what Edric had seen before, which is a single woman behind a counter.
My dear, beautiful lady, I have a question for you. Would you be able to assist me in finding some records for some ships that have been around?
Tell me what you're looking for. I'll look it up for you and tell you what I know.
I'm looking for any records you might have on the recent departure of Hasbakken's glory from the harbor.
I told your friend just yesterday they have not left. It's in the papers. They're still here.
Perhaps you could send us to somebody that does know a little bit more about the boats that are here but not visible at the moment.
He ain't here.
Who is this that currently ain't here?
The harbor master. We had the lockdown and it's winter and no ships are coming in or out and he took the time off.
Where might he be?
She actually legitimately thinks for a second. Says, you didn't say where he was going and he hasn't been in for 3 weeks?
Edric, Vicky, I think we should check this out, yes?
Yep.
Indeed. This happened to be on the way to the blacksmith. I would like it if we could just stop there a moment.
Edric! Where's your weapon?
Getting an upgrade.
Let's go.
You make it to the blacksmith.
Ah, Adric it was, right? We have your weapon ready for you.
A hammer that you don't recognize, but he's walking right up to, is on a pedestal in the middle of the room, laying there. The head of the hammer is a wolf's head. It's got extra long fangs on the up and down, so a bit of spike to the bottom and the top of it. As the fur comes back, it's pointy and rigid, so if you swung backwards, it would just rend. And as you pick it up, it is just perfectly balanced.
It's gonna be named Wolfsbane.
Wolfsbane then has a couple of additional properties. If you backswing with it, that rend can add a bleed effect. The protruding fangs at the front give a ridge that can work almost like a hook.
Give us a custom order, a pair of hand axes. He's gonna describe the one-eyed god and he wants that put onto the side of the axe blade.
Being so impressed, can Vicky show him the weapon that she has? Yeah, I got 100 gold to spend. What can you do with this?
This is something a bit more exquisite, and it's gonna take me a bit more time.
Do you have a loaner weapon?
So he just goes to the wall and pulls off a pretty well-made, nice sharpened great axe.
Don't be putting any dents in it, or I'm gonna be charging you for it.
Onto the man's house, yes?
You head down to the street that you were told, and you found a modest two-story house.
I say we go in. I think maybe. Oh no, Adric, he could have had a stroke. Quickly, we should go to the back door, go inside, maybe see if something is wrong, yes?
The door opens, and there's nothing there. Like, nobody's home.
Martin, keep your nose open, in case anything smells off, yes?
Martin perks up on your shoulder just after you tell him that, and he darts off your shoulder, flying further into the house.
Got what she's after.
And as you turn the corner, you find the master bedroom, and you see a man face down on the floor, dry blood pooled under him, and a knife in his back.